Buffalo Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney, by Falls View Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada, and by AXA Advisors. Take the next step toward your financial future today.
Let's go right to the West Shore Hotline. Ralph Krueger standing by. The Sabres playing Tampa tonight at the arena. We'll have the game here on WGR beginning at 6 with the Paul William Belt's pregame show. Ralph, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Buffalo.
Appreciate your time with us today. Dalton Smith signed yesterday for the remainder of the season. Let's start there, Ralph. Why Dalton Smith? What does he bring to your team?
Well, he's in here now for us to get to know him. He's improved quite a bit down, you know, in Rochester. They've enjoyed his physicality. He's definitely somebody that gets in on the forecheck and is a spark plug for them. He's been a good leader as far as what he's doing in the room. And you know, it's a player that he was drafted quite high. And 2010, he was early second round, and he got stuck in a little bit of a role as an enforcer, but he's become a better hockey player, and he's working on his skills, and we just want to get a look at him, and there's no promise to how he's going to play or if he's going to play. It's just an opportunity because he was not in training camp for us to get to see him.
Did you feel then your team in respect to forechecking and physicality that your team was lacking in those areas?
No, we're definitely not lacking. The guys are playing hard, and we've been extremely disappointed with the results of late. But you know, we're giving up very little defensively right now, and it's our offense that needs to get firing again. And to play good defensively, you have to be physical and you have to be aggressive as a group, and we have been that. But it's something that you can possibly build on in certain situations, add a little bit more grit. But it's not that it's not that we're not pleased with the way the group is evolving in that respect. There is a team toughness there. We're hard to play against. Boston had 8 scoring chances 5-on-5 the other day. Now that doesn't win you any hockey games, but it starts setting a foundation that we can win more games in the future. We just have to get our offense firing again here to finish it. But Dalton's the kind of player that is somebody that's a spark plug. But again, there's no promise that he'll be playing today or how many minutes he'll be playing. It's just right now he's in our roster, and we'll see how we use him.
There's immediately a little bit of speculation that Smith might be the kind of guy that you bring up as a deterrent to perhaps dissuade other teams from taking liberties, cheap shots, whatever it might be. The last couple games against Tampa, there have been some unfortunate cheap shots, some hits. Dahlin, Sobotka both knocked out against the Lightning.
Well, that's not our focus here in the coach's room this morning. It's our focus is to get the points here tonight. That's what we need to do and figure out the best way to do that. So, again, that's a few percentage points of our thoughts is what happened there. But it was, it was more the 3 losses that we have against them thus far that are frustrating. And we want to answer here in the last game against Tampa Bay in the season with an A game and give ourselves a chance to get the points. And that is part of the equation, but it's certainly not the major reason for us to prepare for something today.
You brought up the offense. For the most part, I mean, guys not named Olofsson, Eichel, and Reinhardt have had trouble producing consistently. So as a coaching staff, Ralph, what can you do? What are you seeing? How do you try and get the offense going?
Well, I said it right from the start that we're, number one, learning to be a solid, consistent defensive group of players working together without the puck. And it does always take away slightly in the evolution of a team and the learning process from your offense. And the guys are all in there. They're working so hard, to take away time and space from the opposition. They're working hard, as a team on and off the ice to take care of that part of the game. What we need to do offensively is just stick with the plan where we are creating plus scoring chances. We are getting more and more net presence. And it's just little percentage points now. We need more confidence in that area. We need more, probably more shots out of prime scoring chances where we're giving it up sometimes still for the pass and create secondary chances out of that. It's, you know, it's not a lot that's missing here. And the power play, of course, remains the motor for us offensively. If it's going, it seems like our game 5-on-5 goes. So that'll be a primary focus also tonight here against Tampa. They're running the number one power play, you know, in the National Hockey League. So we've got a powerhouse coming at us there. And what we need to do is try and find a way for sure to defend against that, but also be an excellent power play ourselves.
Yeah, you've mentioned that before this season. I want to ask you about the power play being the motor that drives the 5-on-5, because I would hear that and I would think, how can you do that when, you know, there's no way to predict how many power plays you're going to get on a given night? And a lot of times coaches always talk about the power play is cyclical. You know, in October it's red hot, in November it cools off. How can you count on that to drive the 5-on-5?
That's a really good question, because it's not about the results on the power play. It's the way the power play is executing. So what we like to see on the power play is a lot of good, solid, grade-A scoring chances coming out of it. Now, whether we score or not is not really relevant. It's about those players who are usually our lead on offense, quite logically, yep, that they are getting confidence out of the power play. They're feeling good about the way we're playing on the power play. If power play is frustrating, they often carry that then into the 5-on-5 game, which, like you just said, we might just get one power play in the 32nd minute of the game, and if it's a bad one, those players might carry that energy with them for another 5, 6, 7 minutes into the 5-on-5. So you can kind of feel what I'm saying. It brings momentum into the 5-on-5 game, whether we're scoring or not. And that's what we'd like to see tonight, is a confident power play, moving the puck around, creating good scoring chances, and that usually, you know, will carry into the rest of the game.
Is there, to follow up on that, the power play thing is 0 for its last 10. What is it in terms of what you guys have seen watching the tape, your message to the power play units, the top two units, what would it be to do something differently to get it going for scoring?
Yeah. I mean, I can't say everything, because we are tactically going up against Tampa here tonight. And, you know, we are trying some minor adjustments, but like you said at the beginning of this discussion on power plays, power plays do go in surges. That's just for everybody in the league, whether, you know, you go into these 0-10 situations and then you go 4-for-7 suddenly, and that's the way they function. But, you know, again, it's still about holding the course. We're not making massive strategic changes now. We have a clear plan. We're sticking with the plan, and it's you know, it's learning the nuances within the plan and the individual roles that we have. We just got to get a little bit better at them, whether it's finding a one-timer versus an overhandling of the puck, take a shot, a double pass to a shot. There's little things you work on the power play, and they're, you know, the guys are all in here. You've heard it from me before, and you'll hear it again. I like the way the team is working. And if we hold this line, I'm quite confident the results will follow here again quickly.
The other night in Boston, you had Sam Reinhart off the Eichel line, at least to start the game. And I think in practice he was back on the line. What did you think of Reinhart coming off that line? And do you just think he is the best fit with Olofsson and Eichel for your team?
Well, there's no question that that's not only been our most productive line, it's one of the most productive lines in the National Hockey League this year, and they support each other in both directions. Offensively strong, defensively outstanding, playing often against the best lines of the other team. But, you know, Sam is just one of those players that can, you know, whoever he's playing with, he can make them better, and we still feel that option is there for us to split the line up and or bring it back together, even within a game. So we'll see how we go tonight and what we feel is the best for giving us a chance to get the points here.
And the other guy I want to ask about is Marcus Johansson. Where is his best fit? Do you think he's better on, he was on the wing the other night, he's played center. Do you think there is a best spot for him?
You know, he's a player that hasn't been getting the results that he deserves for the way he's been playing. He's a good voice in the room. He's also an example on the ice without the puck. He works hard, and he's been creating chances for himself and for others. But, you know, Marcus has that flexibility now of playing, whether it's center or wing. We can move him around depending on how much we're going to you know, we want to free him up to play offense, or how much we need him as a center to solidify us down the middle. And that flexibility gives us a good tool in him. And again, we haven't seen the best of him yet offensively. We think that's going to come for sure if he continues to work. And he helps our power play. He's very good with the puck and down the stretch and at the end of game, 6-on-5 or 5-on-6. He's helping out on the PK, so he's quite a versatile player, which is good to have in the lineup.
I forgot the other guy I want to ask you about is, and it circles back, Ralph, to the discussion about overall scoring. I mean, it's not like one guy isn't scoring. There are multiple issues. But Connor Sherry is a guy I think you would rely on to get you, I don't know, 15, 20 goals, whatever. He's got offensive ability. I think he's only got goals in one game in the last month or so. What have you said to him? What are you seeing in his game, I guess? And what are you telling him in this scoring slump?
Well, he's a spark plug kind of player, and when he's skating and energized, he's a gritty player that is, you know, for the opposition, difficult to play against. And you know, it's something that we need from him, and we're expecting. And the opportunity is there. You know, with Jeff out now for a few weeks, somebody's going to be getting that ice time, and Connor is certainly, you know, in a lead position to get a bigger ball and opportunity here. And, you know, we're quite confident that he'll be able to pick up that slack. And it's all about, for him, getting into those gritty areas. He's got quick feet. He's got good hands. And, you know, he can play off the lineup, which, you know, we're expecting to see him do tonight.
Well, good luck tonight against Tampa. Have a happy New Year. We'll talk to you again next week after the New Year. And thanks again for your time on the show.
Howard and Jeremy, thanks a lot. Always fun. And I wish everybody from Buffalo a nice, smooth trip into 2020 and a good finish to the year and a good start.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your time, Ralph.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Have a good day.